Welcome back, family. This is your boy, ED. I'm super excited about what we're going to do today. It was a little bit different because of a special request that came in from the family. First of all, I want to shout out Carlos at, at B-A-E-R-O. Again, Carlos at Carlos B-A-E-R-O. He asked an important question, family. And what amazed me is that he asked the question, hey, could you do a deep dive into what a project management status report looks like? Now, I have to give you the caveat here, family. The caveat is there's multiple ways to attack this. So first of all, you have an executive project management status report, and then you may have more like a team status report. A team status, when you probably say, well, what is the difference? Well, an executive report, the one we're going to cover today, is more high level, is more of a conversational piece. The team piece of it is more detail, and yes, it's still a conversational piece, but you put a lot more details in that. And I thought, well, hey, we'll do the executive report first, status report, and depending on what type of feedback we get, then we'll take it from there. So my question to you, family, is this. Have you ever wondered what really goes into a status report? No, really. Have you ever really wondered that? Because there's so many different ways that you can cut and divide, as I said, of building an actual status report. So today I'm going to give you some secrets and some context. As long as you can get this foundation right, it doesn't matter how someone wants you to put together a status report, because they should have these foundations in place. All right, family, well, we're going to get to it. Again, Carlos, appreciate you asking for this. And then, by the way, if there's any other content that you would like me to make around project management, personal development, please reach out and do just like what Carlos did. This really helps the family. It helps me too, because sometimes you can do something and you forgot, like, oh man, I normally do this day in and day out. But it made me get back to the foundation or the basics of how this should actually be done, which I'm super excited for. So I hope you're excited for it as well. All right, let's get into it. So what I did here is I put together an intermediate, maybe even to advanced, because we could go deeper if I really wanted to. Here are the components that you truly want to understand as a project manager delivering an actual status report to executives. First thing you want to understand is this piece right here, the project overview. I made up a particular project. So for our project, it's a customer service growth. So you always want to have the project name. And then what is the project number? Most of the times, if you work in organizations, they'll give you a project number when you go through gating. If that is not applicable, don't worry about it. And then the project sponsor and the project manager. Listen, the reason why these two pieces are very important is because if an executive needs to talk with somebody or about something, whether it's an escalation, whether they have questions or concern, these are the two people that are accountable, the sponsor and the project manager. First, the executive may go to the sponsor first. It depends. I've had it in organizations where they come directly to me and say, hey, where are we at on this project? Especially, and I did something on purpose for us today to make it more challenging. I put this overall status in red. So from a high level, I should be able to pick this up. Anybody should be able to pick this up from, I should be able to bring somebody off the street that have never done project management, and they should be able to tell me who's leading this project, what is the project name, as well as where are we at from an overall project status. And that's what I did. You want to have that. We call that more or less a project overview. The next piece is the scope of what the actual, what are we looking to do here? So for this one, again, this is a customer service growth project. We want to enhance customer service by implementing new protocols, training programs, technology, and to improve efficiency, satisfaction, and overall service. You want to have the scope in there. Now, some people may not put the scope. I put it in mind because it's important to understand what are we marching towards. Plus, this helps you when you have to go against people that's trying to, I'm not going to use the technical terms like gold plating and scope creep, but those are the technical terms, but I'll just use it here to say, when people want to say, oh, well, we need to put this in, we need to do this. And no, no, what does our scope say? Our scope says these things. These are where we're looking to get out. Another piece of this is the budget. As you can see what I'm navigating, all I'm really doing is we're going into what are we call the iron triangle, or the triple constraints: scope, cost, schedule, and quality. Quality, now, a lot of times you may not see quality show up at certain places, but we'll talk about that as well. So here we go. We got the scope. Next piece is the budget. How much money did we have planned for this project, and what have we actually spent to date? That is key, because, and also you could do, if you really want to get a little fancy, you could just put differences, meaning plan versus subtracting actual. How much money do we have left to date? Because executives may want to know that, or they may just run the numbers in their head. Again, it's depending on, let me stop because I just thought about something. It all has to do with who your audience is and who the executives are. So you may go pitch your status report, your project status report, and they may give you feedback and say, hey, I would love to see this, or I would love to have this in place to understand what is actually going on. And then you kind of add that again, you know, the model here, you have to know your audience. And so again, me knowing some of the executives I've dealt with, this is from a high level what they'd be looking for. Because again, family, we don't want to just put so much data in a slide where we don't create a conversation. We want to be able to create a conversation about the project that we're leading. That is more important than the actual data. So this is just a more of a high level. And then what we want to do is get the executives talking and asking us questions and integrating with us as a whole. So then the project status summary, this is basically saying, hey, these are the things that we've done thus far in coming to this meeting. We've knocked out a kickoff meeting. We've had our requirements gathering form. We started collecting, we started the development work. Now the plan accomplished summary, these are things that saying from a high level, hey, these are the things that we're gonna work on as we navigate this thing. So we're gonna navigate by saying we're gonna do employee training. We're going to look at the regulations from the change document. We're gonna test and integrate new customer service software. These are future tasks that we have lined up that's going to make everything work. Now, this is huge. You know, sometimes people confuse milestones and tasks. Milestone is a significant point in time, meaning a milestone is more of a high level. So I'll put it like this. It's more or less of saying, hey, this is out of all of these tasks, once we do all of these tasks, this particular milestone will be completed. I hope that helps a little bit. So for instance, milestone meaning once we get the customer interviews completed, that means all the tasks that were related to that should have been done. That's what we're actually saying here, family. So as you can see, we have the customer interviews. We have the, and it's showing at the percent of how much we've completed. And again, this is based on, again, I keep saying this, I want to make sure we're clear. It's based on your audience. I've seen in executives where they want to know percentage, like how far away are you guys? I've also seen it where they want to know dates. They would rather have dates in place instead of the percent complete and the status. So when you get this feedback, if your project managers hasn't already given you a template to see kind of how they're presenting to executives, then you do your very best until you can get more information when you're going through these meetings, because it may change over time. They may ask for one thing one week and next week, I mean, one month, and then next month they may ask you for a whole different readout. So again, it's pending on your actual audience. This from this is the way that I put this together was more or less about normally what you would normally see and have to make adjustments. Okay, let's keep moving on. So milestones, these are the milestones, percent complete, the status, where are we at on these particular milestones? Are we ahead of schedule? Are we behind schedule? Have we completed these? What is actually going on? Because these milestones should be driving these task items. So as you can see, we're not doing too hot. We are actually doing horrible. We're behind schedule almost all of these except the very first one. And so what we would need to do is, this is where I, again, you don't want to live off of slides. You want to be able to know your project inside and out. And the only way to do that is the ability to be able to, this is where you want to have that dialogue, because the executive, he's going to say, well, or she, he or she is going to say, well, why are you behind schedule on your on all of these? Could you explain to me what is actually happening? And this is where you want to, you know, do you have risk or issues logged for this? You know, where's your risk register or your issue log? So you want to have these ready, whether you have it in the appendix or whether you have your notes. You have to be over prepared. You want to be prepped and ready, because if not, you're not going to look too hot. Trust me, I've done it. I've lived it. And it didn't go the way that I wanted, because I wasn't, some of the things I just wasn't prepared for, because I thought, oh, I'm just going to go over and give a very high level overview, and it turned into something more deeper, because they just start throwing a lot of questions at me, and I was like, huh, no, I don't. So I don't, you know. But then here's one caveat. This one thing I want to teach you guys, family. When you're doing a deep dive project status report, if you do not know the answer, please, please don't make up one on the spot. It's going to come back and bite you. If you don't know the answer, this is what my recommended response would be. You know what? I don't have enough information to answer that accurately. I'll be able to circle back with you after we leave here. So give me 30 minutes and I'll be able to circle back with you with the answer in place. How would you like that answer delivered? Would you like me to send it to you via email, or would you like me to schedule a meeting? How would you like to move forward with that answer? Now, look what I just did there. I didn't sit there. I didn't make up anything. I just said, hey, I don't have enough information to answer that accurately. Now what that does is I'm setting a tone of saying, you know what, I don't want to lie to you, because I don't want to lie to you, but I still think you deserve the answer. Because if that is the case, give me X amount of time. So I time boxed it. And then on top of that, I asked them, what medium would you like us, the team or myself, to communicate that back to you? Would you like it in email? Would you like it in Teams? Would you like it on a sign? How would you like that information? Or would you like me to set up a meeting? Family, this is key, because I've seen a lot of project managers struggle when they don't know the answer to something, and then they get to making up something. And if an executive takes it and then they take the information and leave with that, and then they circle back and find out, wait a minute, that's not right. Or they start asking you probing questions or follow-up questions on that same thing, and you still, and it looks like a trail that you like, you don't even know what you're talking about, because they can sense it. They've been in the game long enough to figure that out. So that's why I always recommend, if you do not know the answer to a question that's being asked, especially in an executive status update, use the verbiage, use the context to say, hey, I don't have enough information to answer that accurately. Could you give me X, if you give me 30 minutes or a day, whatever you feel that you think it may take to get the answer that they're looking for, and say, hey, how would you like me to communicate that back? I would rather someone do that with me. And just think about it for you. Wouldn't you rather someone do that for you than sitting up there making up lies, making up things that are not true? It doesn't help anyone. It hurts your team. It hurts you. And it makes you look really bad. So again, family, I recommend that you take that approach. Again, you asked for a deep dive, Carlos. I'm giving you everything I got here. The next two components is the project risk and project issue. These are two big things. And reason why is because as an executive, I want to know what is being impacted from these risks and what are you doing about it? And you see that the verbiage in there is very short. And the reason why is that? Because I want to create a conversation. And if I'm saying, hey, the tech integration may go wrong. And if it does go wrong, it's going to impact the schedule. And the executive say, okay, I see you seeing additional testing. What additional testing are you going to do? Great question. Well, let me explain our breakdown of what we're going to do there. And again, you should have already had a conversation with your subject matter expert about, hey, I'm putting these risks and issues in here. And yours is one of yours is in place, which is tech integration. What are we going to do with regards to additional testing? And he may give you a long-winded answer. So you have to figure out a way how to dissect that to the what are the main points. And if, once you get the main points, that's how you're going to respond back. And the same thing with the number, the other issue, which I had resisted to change. This is going to impact the quality. What are we going to do to resolve that if this happens? Well, this is what we're going to do. And again, member family, a risk is something that has not happened yet. It's a potential that it can happen. It has not happened yet, but an issue is happened. So it's happened. How we're going to fix that. So I have two here, which is high call volume and customer complaints. And what is the impact? When I say impact, family, I mean around the triple constraints. Everything around this report is around the triple constraints: schedule, cost, scope, quality. Those are the triple constraints, or the iron triangles, we'll say. You want to be able to drive that, because if it's something around cost, maybe, like for instance, look at our issue, high call volume. Well, it's a cost issue. Executives may say, hey, you know what? I know we allowed it. I know we said we weren't going to move forward with hiring any additional resources. I see you have a good plan in place. Hey, let's move forward with doing that anyway. I like the idea. Let's move forward. If we need to procure additional monies because we didn't plan for this, then we can figure out a different route. I'm not going to go into the management reserves and things like that. That'd be time for a different episode. But today, I want to ensure that you understand it's important documenting the risk, your issues, the milestone overview. But most important, where I think people go wrong with, is with the project overview, as well as adding, making sure the project scope is in there. And those two pieces, well, everything is important in here, but that project overview, again, anybody should be able to pick this up and say, huh, okay, so they're behind schedule. They're not doing too well. Okay, I see financially, they haven't spent a lot of money. These are the things that, as from a summary standpoint, okay, they're trying to move the ball along a little bit. And okay, let me see what they have planned for next. So next time we meet, those three things should be done. If they're not done, I need to know why they're not going to be done. And you may get a question from the executives and say, hey, do you think that for the plan accomplished summary, do you think by the time we meet next month that those will be done? I plan on having them done. That is the plan. If anything pivots from that place, I will sure to communicate back to everyone to let everyone know. Because again, family, when you put a project status report together, it's not about putting together, and I've seen this happen as well, a bunch of, I don't want to use the word lies, but misleading the people that you're communicating the information to. I've seen that, because you're misleading the people, and you don't know where they may take this project status report and go to have a conversation with the CEO, or have a conversation with their direct reports and say, hey guys, why are we struggling with tech integration? What do you guys need? Is there something that's going on that you guys are not communicating? We need to talk this out, because I don't want my team to be the one that holds up this project. So there's conversation that may happen, and you want to be prepared for it. So Carlos, I hope this information helped you put together a project status report. And matter of fact, what I'm going to do is, for those that would like a copy of this is a PowerPoint presentation. And for those that would like a copy of this, type in the comments project status report. For everyone that puts project status report, I will personally, I will ping them. I'm probably going to need your contact information, but we'll work through that, and put project status report. And I'll send you guys a link in which you can access that. So you'll have an idea of what it should look like with regards to a project status report. Hey family, I know this was different. We did a real deep dive on a project status report from an executive standpoint. If you guys would like me to do one from a team member standpoint, and that's somebody from maybe a director and below, or I even sometimes, yeah, director and below, because this is going to be more detailed. If you'd like me to do something like that, leave team member in the comments. So again, if you want this PowerPoint, leave project status report and I'll make sure and get that to you. I truly appreciate everyone, and I appreciate you, Carlos, for suggesting today's episode. This is dedicated to you. If anything comes up, you guys have any questions, challenges, I am here to serve. I hope today was very eventful for you as it was for me. You know my slogan, you know my motto. Until next time, I'm out.